Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Hey, everyone. Before we start the show, I want to tell you once again about PristineAuction.com. This site has daily auctions that end every single night with tons of different items. Perfect for the man cave. You got sports memorabilia, but you also have all sorts of music and entertainment and all sorts of memorabilia that is, for one, affordable, and two, it's authentic. Everything is JSA certified. It's free to register, it's free to bid, and you only pay when you win the auction. Go to pristineauction.com and let them know you heard about it from Sleeperwire. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
Talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show, where we do a quick debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, on Twitter at Seymour Sleeper Wire. And with me, I got my good buddy, Adam. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks, man. I am excited to be on this first non-Star Wars debate.
Right, yeah, it's certainly going to be a different experience for you.
I might actually lose this one.
Oh, maybe. You lost the other one, too, though. So. Oh, all right. Well, before we jump into this, guys, I want to say that we did have a couple position players that we were considering this week, and it came down to maybe going with Samaje Perine versus Corey Coleman, but we decided against that mainly because both of these guys need to be picked up no matter what, right? So it's not really a debate. You're trying to go get both of these guys. But we're switching paths a little bit, and we're going to be debating two defenses that you should pick up, or should at least consider picking up, for your fantasy playoffs. And we've got the Chicago Bears versus the Washington Redskins. I've got the Bears, Adam has the Redskins, and I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. All right, so the Bears defense, we know that they haven't really been a defense you could rely on all season. Let's face it, they've had some down games, but they've also had games against good offenses and held their own. Their top fantasy performances this year were against the Steelers in Week 3, the Ravens in Week 7, and the Panthers in, or Ravens in Week 6, and the Panthers in Week 7. That's two good offenses, plus a division rival in which they've had success. Now, I know they haven't been stellar. I'm not going to sit here and try to justify, but we're talking about the playoffs here. Let's look at the matchups. Weeks 13 through 16, they have the 49ers, the Bengals, the Lions, and the Browns. So, starting with the 49ers, through these first 11 weeks, the defenses that have played the 49ers have had 9 interceptions and have forced 10 fumbles. The 49ers have given up the fourth most sacks this season, and the Bears, coincidentally, have the fourth most sacks on the defensive side of the ball. And they're averaging nearly 3 sacks a game, and now they're going up a defense that is giving up 3 sacks a game. So I think this is going to be an area where the Chicago defense can get you some points. Let's move to Cincinnati. They've given up 8 interceptions, 10 forced fumbles to opposing defenses. They've also given up 27 sacks, about 2.5 sacks per game. And the Bengals are also 11th in yards lost on a sack, which means that when Andy Dalton goes down, he loses a significant amount of yards. Moving to the Lions. Detroit's been a little bit better with holding onto the ball than the 49ers and the Bengals. Opposing defenses only have 5 interceptions and 8 forced fumbles against them. The Lions have a top 5 offense, or top 15 offense, rather. So this matchup may be the one that's the toughest for the Bears. However, it is a division game, so it always has a chance of being very low scoring. And then let's get to week 16, the Browns. Ah, the glorious championship week of Cleveland. Opposing defenses have feasted on this team. The Browns have thrown 20 picks, 11 forced fumbles, the fourth most sacks with 32, tied with the 49ers. And they're 26th in passing yards per game, 22nd rushing yards per game, and dead last in the turnover differential at negative 17. This is great news for Chicago.
All right, so let's talk about the Bears. Both teams have had over 25 sacks, 7 turnovers for the Bears, 5 for the Redskins, 10 fumble recoveries, and the Redskins have scored 3 TDs to the Bears, 2 TDs as far as defensive goes. The Redskins also have more safeties. The concern that I have here for the Bears is the Lions. The Lions score over 30 points on average and have recorded 50-point games. Now, this is in the midst of your playoffs. I don't want to take a chance with a team that could score 50 points. The Browns and the Bengals, no argument against that at all. They're great to stream against. But will the Bears be in the hunt at all? They're at a 3-7 record right now. What can you really expect from them? How much effort will this team be putting into their offense and their defense? The Lions are one of the top scoring offenses, and this is a division game. You can expect the Lions to run it up on them. And that means that your Bears are going to go into negative points possibly, and they will cost you the game. If you're in a league where the defense doesn't matter, then your league is not competitive enough. Your league, the defensive scores should matter in your league.
All right, let's go ahead and move over to the Redskins. Adam, kick us off.
All right, let's talk about the 7% owned, according to Yahoo, Washington Redskins. Founded in 1932 with a logo that's probably just as offensive then as it is now. According to Forbes magazine, 2015, Redskins are the third most valuable franchise in the NFL at $2.85 billion, surpassed only by the Cowboys and the Patriots, and they are also the eighth most valuable sports team in the world. They've broken the NFL's mark single-season attendance 6 years in a row from 1999 to 2005. Why does this matter to fantasy? It doesn't. I just wanted you to learn something new. So let's talk about the fantasy playoffs, because that's what we're talking about here. Even though this week they are obviously a great pickup, the Washington Redskins against the stinky Giants, I would not drop them after this week. See, I am arguing this idea that the top 12 defenses in the league are gone at this point. So I know that the Washington Redskins are not a sexy pick, but you're not picking up Denver. You're not picking up Seattle. You're not picking up Kansas City. You're not picking up Houston. The goal here is to target defenses that will be playing against teams that are behind. Kirk Cousins basically averages 250 yards a game, with 5 games of 300 yards or more this season. Teams playing against the Redskins will have to play from behind. Over the past 3 seasons, a team that's trailed by 8 or more points passed the ball 2/3 of the time with a higher interception, a higher sack, and a higher fumble rate than those situations with the score was within a touchdown or leading by 8 points or more. If you trailed by 8 points or more, the passing percentage went up to 66%, and the interception rate went up to 2%, and the sack rate went up to 5%, and the fumble rate went up to 2%. So that's going to happen with a quarterback like Cousins that just consistently throws. Wow, really? I didn't even get to the schedule? That's my final thoughts.
Didn't even get to the schedule. Yeah, you got another chance. All right, so moving on to this final rebuttal here against the Redskins. They're currently the 21st ranked fantasy defense, and they do sound like they have a nice schedule coming up in weeks 15 and 16 when they have the Cardinals and the Broncos, but what concerns me is weeks 13 and 14, which are both away games at the Cowboys and at the Chargers. The Chargers have thrown the 4th fewest interceptions and have the 2nd fewest forced fumbles. Defenses just don't seem to get turnovers against the Chargers. They've also only allowed 12 sacks on the season, which is a little more than 1 per game. That's pretty great. The Cowboys, they've allowed 22 sacks on the season, about 2 per game, but, you know, they've only thrown 7 interceptions and only have 5 forced fumbles on the year. It's a little bit better matchup than the Chargers, but not by much. Now, weeks 15 and 16 are nice matchups. The Cardinals and the Browns both have offenses that don't scare anybody. However, getting to the semifinals and the finals is usually not very easy, and it's nice to not have to worry about a defense helping you get there. I think you'd be better off streaming for the next couple of weeks and then picking up the Redskins after week 14, because I don't know if really how many people are going to pick them up. Alright guys, before we wrap it up with our final thoughts, I have another thing to mention here. Another shout out to a second sponsor of the Great Debate Show, Fantasy Champs. We have a special offer for 10% off an order at fantasychamps.com so that you can get your league a championship trophy, championship ring, or a championship belt. And you can also humiliate the loser with a loser trophy. Go to fantasychamps.com, use the promo code SLEEPERS for 10% off your order. All right, so moving back into final thoughts here, we're going to take this back to the Bears defense. Now, look, I know if you look at purely defensive stats for the whole season and take the fantasy out of it, the Bears are middle of the pack. They're generally ranked 11 to 15 in each stat. However, that doesn't show how they can score you points in fantasy. These four matchups are great for the playoffs. Yes, the Lions may be a tough game for them, but they should be able to handle the 49ers, the Bengals, and the Browns in the championship. Those three teams are pretty bad against opposing defenses when it comes to giving up sacks, interceptions, and fumbles. And those are the types of things that defenses get that are going to score you points, which is why the Bears are ninth overall in fantasy this season, as of Monday when we're recording this anyway, compared to the Redskins being 21st overall. You can be middle of the road in defensive stats as a team and still be a top 10 fantasy defense, and the Bears have done that so far. At 24% owned, they are a good defense for you to pick up if you've got the space to hold a second defense. They're playing the Eagles this week, so, I mean, you're certainly not going to want to play them this week, but I think they're a great stash for the playoffs.
I missed out on telling you guys about the schedule. I was too busy telling you about the history. Let me tell you about the schedule that's coming up for the Washington Redskins. As Chris spoke about, they play Dallas week 13, but that's a Dallas without Zeke. Last time the Redskins played Dallas, the Redskins defense scored 6 points. They should score more. They've been one of the top defenses over the past 2 weeks, certainly over the past 4 weeks, and they have never scored less than 5 all season. And the goal being here is you don't want a team that's going to get you negative. You want a team that's going to get you the most points possible. So when it matters, week 14, because that's the beginning of most of the playoffs that I see, they play against the Chargers. And it's important to look at what the opposing teams have done. The Chargers have only one game over 27 points all season long, and the Redskins have only allowed over 30 points 3 times this season. Week 15, they're against the Cardinals with one of the lowest average scores this season, with only one game since week 2 over 21 points. They even had a game where the Cardinals scored 0. Wouldn't that be great to be playing the Redskins when the Cardinals score 0? And finally, in your championship week, they face what I think is the lowest, if not in the top 3 lowest by the end of the season, and that's the Denver Broncos. And that hurts a little bit to say. The Broncos can't get their QB sorted out. So while the Redskins are still in playoff contention, they will be playing hard against the Broncos, who will probably be throwing picks and be having issues of their own by week 16 for sure. And if you go into week 17, it's the New York Giants. So overall, the Redskins have a good schedule coming up those last couple weeks. And of course, they have Josh Norman, and you can't put a price on intimidation. And they have the number one linebacker in the league with Zach Brown. Zach Brown's getting people double-digit points as an IDP. So I think that overall, the Redskins are a great streaming defense, maybe not for week 13, but certainly for – or maybe not for week 14, but certainly for week 15 and 16. And they have never scored you negative points, and I think that's important when choosing a streaming defense. And again, we are talking about defenses that are not owned and that are on your waiver. And the Washington Redskins are certainly there, someone to pick up, stash, and then make a choice. But at least you have an option and you're not having to stream somebody who's playing Philadelphia or the Rams at the end of the season.
Right. And that's really more what this was about, was if you're one of those who streams defenses, then this is more for you. Now, if you've got, you know, if you're rocking Seattle, you're probably not going to want to pick these guys up.
Right. And a lot of people are streaming.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. Couple last-minute things before we go. Check us out on Dash Radio every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen to Nick, Mickey, and myself talk about fantasy football for a couple hours. Go to SleeperWire.com and check out our weekly rankings and submit a question to the SleeperWire crew. You can find us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. on Fantasy Life app and also SleeperBot at SleeperWire. And then I'm also on there at Professor Chris on both as well. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Absolutely. See you later.